Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Lillian Jackman from Wilder Hill Gardens in Conway, a perennial and herb nursery. We talk an awful lot about local hero food, and that is great, but another aspect of our local hero agriculture is local hero plants. And you, Lillian, have brought some of your plants from Wilder Hill Gardens in with you. What did you bring with you?
Well, I brought some of the early spring flowering perennials, a little tiny primula, a primrose.
Like Primrose Everdeen.
I volunteer as tribute.
From the Hunger Games? Are you familiar with that?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, one of the only people who have never...
You should read it. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Okay.
What makes that primrose particularly special?
Well, it's blooming.
Already?
And it's one of the first plants to bloom.
Mm.
And it's just lovely and sweet and truly perennial. So it's one of those plants.
Does it work well as sort of like a ground cover?
No, I wouldn't call it a ground cover. I would call it a front of the border specimen plant.
Oh, very nice. And what about sunlight, medium sunlight, shade?
That's interesting, because at this time of year, this is a special time of year because the sun is getting stronger, but the leaves are not on the trees. So this little primrose will be blooming away in the full sun that's about to become shade when the leaves come out on the trees.
And then how does it do after that? Is it one of those things that you take the mower out and mow down after?
No, you don't do that at all.
And once it blooms, Lillian, will those flowers be gone, or will it continue to bloom throughout the summer? Or?
No, it has a season. And that's the thing about perennials. Many people come to the nursery and say, oh, I want a plant that doesn't require any care, likes poor soil, and it will bloom all the time.
I want that.
Right. That's an annual. That's not a perennial. Perennials have their season. They've got business to attend to. They need to make their flowers so that they can go on to make seed. So you need an annual. You need a zinnia.
And then I have to plant it every year, though. That's the
thing.
That's
right. You got to compromise, Monty. You do annuals and perennials, and then it's a happy world.
Let it work for itself. Lillian Jackman from Wilder Hill Gardens and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA. What else did you bring with you this morning?
Well, a Mertensia, also called a Virginia Bluebells. I always encourage people, I'm not just being snobby, to use the Latin name Mertensia, but it lets you know what the plant is. So many things are called bluebells because they have bluebell-like flowers, for example, a campanula. But this is Virginia bluebells, and its Mertensia is the genus. You can see it has little tiny buds, and this will be one of the first of the spring-blooming plants, too. And then this is the Dutchman's breeches.
The Dutchman's breeches.
And this one could...
Why on earth is it called that?
Because...
And what kind of breeches do Dutchmen wear? Is it similar to lederhosen?
According to this plant, Dutchmen wear white breeches, kind of like pantaloons, something like that.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. And this one could be considered a ground cover because it just creeps along with this lovely, delicate foliage. So when choosing a perennial, go for foliage and flowers.
And fill those Dutchman's britches.
All right, then.
Or let them fill your garden. But you teach workshops on planting as well, right?
I do. Beginning on May 18th, there'll be a six-week series of gardening classes, and they're free, but I encourage people to call up and pre-register.
What are some of the topics that you'll be covering?
Oh, my. Well, I think the very first class will actually be on shade gardening, because many people have problems with gardening in the shade, mostly because they do the same thing you suggested.
They're lazy.
Not because you're lazy, but because...
Oh, no, I am.
But because they want to plant full sun plants in the shade.
Mm. Our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Lillian Jackman from Wilder Hill Gardens in Conway. CESA has an ongoing thing on buylocalfood.org, a local hero challenge. And this month's local hero challenge ties in nicely to Wilder Hill Gardens.
It does, Monty. This month, we've actually challenged everybody in the community to share one way that they are preparing for the growing season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to know, Monty, what are you doing to prepare for this season?
I am talking
to
Lillian from Wilder Hill Gardens about what type of plant I should grow in a very highly shaded area that gets a lot of rain runoff from my roof.
Oh,
so do I have to put in a gutter, or can I plant something there that will not just get washed away by the rain that comes off my roof?
Well, there's always hostas.
A hostile takeover of that area of
exactly,
my lawn.
Exactly.
Devon Whitney Deal from CESA and Lillian Jackman from Wilder Hill Gardens in Conway. You can find more about all of our locals making food and non-food agriculture at buylocalfood.org.